The time is 7:45. You're listening to Weekend Breakfast. Good to have you with us this morning. Now, I'm not sure if you saw the remarkable physical transformation of the actor Zac Efron for his role in the wrestling movie The Iron Claw. In fact, pretty much all actors in the film industry have had to, some pretty intense training and diet to play their respective roles. But it is really apparent in the case of Zac Efron, just how he took that effort to the next level. But just because Zac did it, it doesn't mean that everybody could or should. Fitness experts say that while it's obviously great to keep in shape and take care of your body, going to such extreme lengths isn't always advisable. To achieve the amount of muscle mass that we see in this example particularly, someone doesn't only need to just exercise and lift weights. They need to bulk. And we'll be finding out what bulking means from our expert, and also why this type of radical body transformation isn't necessarily for everyone. And here to tell us why is body technician and advanced training nutrition specialist Bruce Benjamin. Always great to have Bruce on the show. Hello.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm well. I'm really well. There was only one person that I felt I should speak to about this, because you are the body transformation guru.
I know.
This is your this is your particular area of passion and area of expertise. Before we get into the sort of hows of this, can you just, let's go through a bit of a glossary. What's
sure.
bulking? What does that mean?
So bulking, from the, at least in the bodybuilding term, it's when you try to pick up more muscle mass in conjunction with your body fat as well. So your body grows in combination with taking protein and carbohydrates. But obviously a volume of carbohydrates doesn't give you the leaner look,
mm-hmm.
but your body responds better in terms of growth by having the combination of the two. So you have a phase where you're increasing your muscle mass, which they call off-season, which is a bulking phase, so you can maximize your muscle growth. And then when it gets to comp time or when you have to do the big reveal, then carbohydrates are reduced and we get a cleaner phase. But the bulk phase is practically more carbohydrates, more fats, and a lot less shape, but a lot of development of your muscle mass overall.
Okay. So I'm looking now at a picture of Zac Efron from The Iron Claw. I'll be honest with you, it almost looks like he's wearing some sort of bodysuit. I mean, the transformation is wild. I don't think I've seen a transformation like this sort of ever. Okay, so the bulking is what bulks you up, essentially. And then what about shredding? What is shredding?
So, you know, depending, I've worked with a handful of guys and girls in this space before, and it depends on what producer wants for them at the end of the day, or even guys that step on stage, they're looking for a particular look in terms of cuts, you know, just the overall aesthetic. So on the most part, if you talk about shredding, it's a lot more defined.
Right.
More ab display and more cuts and more serrations on your body overall. So, yeah, the two processes are completely different. And I want to say the cutting phase is even more intense, a lot more intense than your bulking phase.
Okay. Why is that?
Where shall I start? Your energy intake has to become drastically lower as a starting point.
Right.
So your body can basically take on its own fat stores and start burning that, so you can start revealing your muscle mass and the hard work you've been putting through for a period of time. But also, the consumption thereof, it is very, very minimal. So you have minimal fats, very, very minimal carbohydrates, if any, depending.
Right.
So your body can get just enough to help the development of the existing muscle mass as opposed to a growth process.
Where does one get the energy then, Bruce? This is what blows my mind, is that if you are shredding to the point where
yes.
your energy intake is so low, but you've still got to be slamming it at the gym, how do you get the energy to do that?
Yes, well, that is the tough thing. Obviously, there are stimulants and there's caffeine in the, you know, form of coffee, whatever the case may be. But it does become very, very tough and very, very tricky, especially when you're towards that tapering end when it's time to deliver.
Right.
So I've been in this space with athletes. The guys are just performing a shoot, and it is very, very tough. I mean, I've been through it myself personally during a period. It is one of the most grueling processes. So having that big reveal of your ideal physique in all its splendor, with all the cuts and everything, it does take a lot. But in terms of the energy, 100% spot on there, it is very, very limited. You have those short bursts of doses where you're allowed to take in some form of a natural sugar, for instance, or some form of caffeine for that moment period. You obviously, you get your high and you perform, or you shoot your bit, or you do your presentation on stage.
Yeah.
But it is very, very minimal. But the overall energy carry for that period is really, really low.
Why? I mean, presumably, I'm about to ask, why do people say it's not for everybody? And probably exactly for the reasons that you're describing. But I mean, the very often when we're talking about the celebrities or the actors who are doing it, they are doing it specifically for a movie role, right?
Correct.
And so the turnaround time is really quick. They're not just saying, correct, oh, well, in a couple of years' time, I'd like to have dropped 20K and you can see my six pack. It's like, we're shooting in 3 months' time. I haven't had a job for the last 5 months and I've been sitting eating Dunkin' Donuts for the last, and now I've got to get, is it because of the time frame in which this has all got to happen? I mean, doesn't that take a toll on one's heart?
I mean, when it gets to this sort of thing, you know, it can be done smartly.
Right.
Again, it depends on the time period. Now, I'm referring to self again. I've worked with people that have X amount of time, but they've got to deliver. I try to make it as safe as possible. And obviously, weigh up the variables in terms of, you know, how far you're going to go.
Yeah.
But if you are in a position where the timelines are short and you've got to drop as much body fat and pick up as much muscle mass as possible, it can be very, very taxing on your body. There are ways to do it safely. But again, you know, it's one of those things that when it gets to time and you're pressured for that, it does place the body under quite a bit of strain.
Does someone's previous physical state, essentially, does that sort of play a factor? I'm thinking of someone like Siv Ngesi, who I know that you've worked with. Siv goes through periods where he gets really kind of sculpted and whatever, and then not so much. But he's very fit anyway. He's never at a point where he's a couch potato. He's always pretty fit, right?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, that is very relative. The two of us have been working together for a while now. So just in terms of my notebook, I know exactly what his body responds to. So that's quite an asset. The next person might have to dabble around and discover certain things. But there could be a bit of an advantage with certain body types. That's very, very relative as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are some body types easier to transform than others?
They are, but the biggest thing for me, and it's something I've based all my work on, is your mentality.
Right.
And I've done this with people of all shapes and sizes. So at the end of the day, when it gets to your physical well-being, the mind, the head of training, head of nutrition is the most important thing. Everything revolves around your planning, your motivation, you know, getting back up on the horse again.
Mm-mm.
Just executing. It is so, so important. So I believe everybody's got an equal shot at getting there.
Do you?
However, there are certain genetic advantages that certain people would have, but it doesn't mean that you can't stand on that stage with them. That makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does make sense. If you're just joining us this morning, I'm talking to Bruce Benjamin, who's a body technician, advanced training and nutrition specialist, and who really, his passion area and his expertise area lies in body transformation. And we're talking about why it is that some fitness experts say the type of body transformation that we see in Hollywood, I don't know if you caught Zac Efron in The Iron Claw, I'm trying to think who else has done it, Will Smith's done it, Brad Pitt, Gates, done it Bradley Cooper, have all transformed into leading men, or leading men lean into kind of those muscle beach type physiques, and why it's important that if you are going to do that kind of thing, you do it safely. What are some of the most impressive body transformations that you've seen, Bruce, either with people that we would all be familiar with or in your own private clients?
Well, quite a few, eh? I mean, like you mentioned Siv as well. He's done countless amounts of work with me.
Yeah.
I've worked with Erica Vessels as well. I mean, we've seen in her movie, I Am All Girls. Also combined a bit of boxing. So the other thing that I do is I do a lot of fight choreography as well.
Okay.
And our Natalie Becker from ages ago, I mean, she was my first person that actually got me into this. So we've done at least 2-3 movies together. And there are a handful of others that are currently in the mix that I can't mention.
Yeah, yeah.
But quite a few. So, yeah. Quite a bit.
Okay. All right. Just finally, can anyone do this? I know you said it's a lot of times it's sort of mind over matter, but there might be people kind of listening in, and even me, I'm sitting here, you know, two babies down at the age of 43. The metabolism isn't quite as quick as it was. I've got pretty good muscle memory, but I remember you saying to me about 5 years ago, no, I can get you sorted, and I never took you up on it. What I decided to do instead was have two children. But I mean, is it something? Can you, when you say transform somebody's body?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Anybody. You know, and I put myself in a very special space where that's concerned. Not for anything, because, it's just, you know, I have worked and met so many people that, you know, want that special thing for themselves, and they don't envision it and they can't envision it. But yeah, 100%. I have worked again with like all shapes and sizes, and it's really a matter of understanding what your body needs. And, you know, people look at this process or just training overall, reaching a particular goal as gym and then nutrition. The big part around that is everything else.
Okay.
Those are very small percentages and very small factors, but your lifestyle, your work, they're all those elements you've got to consider in terms of your big plan, because those are the things that are that impact your body as well and your mentality. So getting an overall plan on what your approach is going to be is ridiculously important. That's what I base my success on, because when it gets to writing an eating program, which is also very intricate, and a training program, that for me personally is 101. But combating factors outside that space, that is the big element.
Right. That's where
people struggle. So it's
about prioritizing it, isn't it? It's about making it a priority and making it a non-negotiable, I guess. Bruce, we are fast running out of time. Before we go, I just want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you if they are listening to this and going, I'm actually ready. I'm ready to do something. How can people get in touch?
Well, you can contact me on my Instagram handle. It's Bruce ProBeast.
There we go. We've got your details. We've got your details if people want to get in touch. Bruce, it is always an absolute pleasure to have you on and to pick your brain on all matters fitness. Thank you very much indeed.